Blog Talk Radio. Chatting with Nat is a podcast for independent women seeking to speak their truth and to break down barriers. We host honest conversations that help to guide and empower women. Speak your truth and set yourself free. Let your voice be heard.
Hi everyone, it's Natalie Jean, it's Nat. We're chatting with Nat. And today we have the honor of having singer-songwriter Ada Leanne. Ada Leanne is a 16-year-old indie pop artist from Southwest Michigan. She started professionally singing about 3 years ago, but has been singing for as long as she can remember. She started releasing music in November of 2019 and has released a multitude of original songs and cover songs since then. One of her biggest projects was her EP, Young Love. It came out in early November of 2020. When writing the EP and all of her original songs, Ada says she tries to be relatable and honest. She hopes everyone can relate and understand her music in whatever way they choose to interpret it. So let's give a round of applause for Ada. Don't you just love that button? It's a button.
I do.
It gives you, you feel like you're at a concert. You are the star.
Right.
And I want everybody to feel comfortable and loved. So I'm glad it had that kind of effect. So how's everything going with you since the last time we spoke?
It hasn't been too long, but, you know, it's been going. Life's been good.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Weather's getting nice over here, so I'm very excited for that.
Yeah, I'm in Maryland, and it's been really nice. I think tonight's supposed to storm. It's actually been pretty hot. It's been weird.
Yeah.
And then in the next couple of days, it's supposed to get a little bit cooler. You know, you just never know what's going to happen in a pandemic anymore. You just never know.
Right.
It's just cray-cray. How's my friend Kyle?
Oh, goodness. He's okay. He was pretty pumped. I called him after the last show, and he was like, she really liked me. Like, yeah, I know.
I did. I loved him. Those are the kind of friends you want to keep. The ones that'll try to embarrass you. You're kind of cool, but you love them because they're just being themselves. I mean, I think authenticity is one of the greatest things that we have in our lives that we can be. And that's why I loved you as an artist, because you're very authentic.
Thank you.
Very, very authentic. Okay. Let us begin the questions. So what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career? Now, you just started the career. But there's something in that you might have wanted to know.
Yeah. I think that, I'm still learning now, so it's kind of hard to put a one thing on it, because I obviously still don't know what I'm doing. But I'm still learning to be you said that you like me because I'm very authentic, learning to be authentic with myself. And sometimes it's difficult because you want to please other people and you get attention for certain things and not other things. And so sometimes it's difficult to be authentic, but you have to find a way to be authentic. And I wish I knew that from the ultimate very beginning when I started doing all this.
Yeah, you'll learn that throughout this entire journey, no matter how old you are, how much experience you have, you will continuously learn about many things in the music industry. You know, one of the biggest things I've learned to really research people. So if a lot of people have come to me, oh, we can offer you this, a label, blah, 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 contract. I do my research on them and see, because there are a lot of scammers, and they say they'll offer you the moon and you really can't do any of it. And then the kicker is they'll say, well, I can do this for you. You have to pay me $5,000. And it's like, no, dude, we don't have to pay for anything for crap because that's not how these things go. And sometimes they can look at an individual and just think that they're so dumb that they'll never realize that they're trying to get take advantage of us. So that's the thing you know, that I always look out for. And I'm like, well, half the things you do, I could do myself. Oh, okay. So what does your music say about you?
Well, my music currently, like what I have out, I think it's like really true to my age and like what I'm going through. I feel like it's very relatable to not only like people my age. So like, obviously I named it Young Love because it's obviously like teen fling kind of stylistic idea. But also I thought it was cool because I feel like it's kind of like the Taylor Swift thing where you can look back at all of her songs and, you know, even though you're not her age and that age anymore, you kind of can have a remembrance on it. And I get that a lot from a lot of people. So I just love the relationship sort of young love kind of music. And so I think that that's something I'm going to stick with for a really long time.
Awesome. I can't wait to hear more of your own music. Do you have a favorite?
Okay, thank you.
If so, can you pin down why it's your favorite? Which song of yours is your favorite and why?
It fluctuated a lot. Like when I first released the EP, my favorite was definitely I Love You.
Okay.
And it was just because it was really raw, and I've always loved doing really raw kind of production stuff, and it was really real. And we didn't do a lot of rewriting when I went into the studio for it, and it was just kind of like bringing a demo to life without changing it, and I really liked that effect. But coming out of it, I Love You is still like a very vulnerable song and like a song that I really love, but I have to say probably Young Love is my favorite that I've released so far now.
Awesome. Do you enjoy recording and production?
I do. I love watching it. Again, I think I mentioned this on the live that we did last week. But I've always loved the production and trying to be a part of the production. When I first started, it was really difficult for me to be a part of the production because I didn't know my producer that well. So I felt sort of out of place, sort of weird about trying to be involved in it because obviously I didn't know what I was talking about. But my producer is really open with me offering some ideas for production and reference songs.
Right.
And just he tries to let me be a part of it as much as I can. And I think it's really cool to watch a song come together like that.
Yeah, it is. I know when I go to my music producer's studio, it's just interesting just to watch him put everything together. I'm like, well, I want this instrument. I want that. And he puts everything together in like 2 minutes. I'm just like, I need to learn how to do this because it's awesome.
Right.
Oh, my God. And there's so much involved. And you're just like, how did you just do that? Like, I can. I unfortunately don't play an instrument. I need to learn. Like, I keep saying I'm going to do it. I see all these people playing instruments, I'm just like, oh my gosh, I just gotta get this done and I will do it. Who would you like to collaborate if you want to collaborate with anyone and why?
Like on a song or just like a performance type thing?
Either or.
Okay, so for a song, I think it would be super cool to do something with like Gracie Abrams or like even for Gracie Abrams for like a vocal track and then for like a writing thing, it would be so dope to do something with Bon Iver or Taylor Swift.
Those are the dynamos. Yeah, writing with Taylor Swift would be very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to know what goes on in her head and how she goes about like how her writing structure is.
I always want to know that.
I mean, obviously she digs deep from her own personal experience. I think she's done a lot of that with her later albums, and she's done a little bit of that in her earlier albums, but I would love to understand her process, because, you know, what she writes is very deep. And,
yeah.
And a lot of, I think she actually should do a class on it. If she had time.
I think so, too. She's
what,
such a busy person. But,
yeah, she's, and the thing is, what I like about her is she's very hands-on when she's touring. Like, she's
mm-hmm.
extremely technical. She's the one that does all the stage productions. She knows what she wants, where the lights go, and stuff like that. So she's extremely involved. It's not that she gets to a venue and she's like, okay, I'm just ready to perform. No, she's involved in every aspect of her tour. And that says a lot
mm-hmm.
about her. She's a great entrepreneur, and she's a obviously a very empowered female artist. So, yeah, she would be the one. How do you advertise your music? I know your parents take care of a lot of stuff for you, but how do you try to get your music out there?
So, especially during the pandemic, it's been kind of difficult because all last year, even any of the shows I had been signed up for, were all canceled. So I've really been working on like social media presence recently and trying to really focus on and hone in on that, because you can definitely find such like a large audience on social media. And so I've actually been trying to play a little bit on Instagram. I've been posting a lot more original songs, because when we first started the pandemic, I never posted original songs because I thought that I wasn't allowed to for whatever reason. I thought like they could be stolen or something, so I was afraid to. So, but ever since, like, I've been posting so many original songs on TikTok and on Instagram and putting them on my Facebook, and that's been getting me a lot of people who are interested in my writing as well, which has been really cool.
Yeah, so our IG Live, I did post it on our Sisters in Music TikTok page, and I believe, I want to say it's gotten over 160 views. So people have looked at it on your I tagged you on there. I try to do that for everybody that does an IG live. Obviously I can only do 1 minute of it. If a person performs great, I can just do 1 minute clip and hopefully somebody say, oh my god, I gotta go find out who that is and listen to her play, my god. So that's the whole point of that, because Sisters in Music, you know, we're here to show that together we are stronger, and that, you know, the platform is big enough for all of us. It just is. There's thousands. The world is huge. It's our oyster, as they say. And so, you know, there's no reason why anybody should be in competition. That being said,
right?
How do your friends feel about your whole music career?
My friends are really sweet. You know, I've ran into trouble with certain friends who I've had to unfortunately let go of in my life, because, you know, I find that a lot of the times I'll make friends with people who hold me back rather than helping me to grow and helping me to thrive in what I do. And it's been something really difficult for me, being 16, to be able to understand and realize that. And a lot of times I hold on to friendships that maybe aren't so good for me, but I'm getting a lot better with that. And, you know, a few friends is good for me. And I'm keeping the people that are going to help me grow in my life.
You know, it's so sad you got to do that at a young age, because let me tell you, when you get older, it doesn't change. You're always, no matter what in life, I don't care what age you are always learning who to keep in your life and who not to keep in your life. And just like you, these past 6 years have been horrendous. And I've had to... you know, some friends I had to say goodbye because those friends were not supportive. They were negative. And there's a lot of things I found out about some of these friends. And I think it's truly sad. I'm a person that's extremely honest. I don't hold anything back. I don't think I need to. I'm not mean unless you push me. Unless you push me, you know. I'm a very passionate and loving person. I love to help other people. And I think that loving to help other people sometimes gets me into trouble. Because I think a lot of people take advantage of that. And then sometimes you have friends that are jealous of where you are in your life. And so they lash out at you in different ways. you know, sometimes, oh, you think you're better than us, da 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 da. And it's like, dude, it's like, that's not even my thought form. I'm a very humble person. I don't even talk about the awards that I have, but I have
right.
to post. I have to post them because that's the whole social media crap that we have to do, because we have to show the
right.
world what we've done and what we've accomplished. And then so some people take that and they just twist it around, making you feel like dirt because you're doing what you're supposed to do for your career. So I totally get the fact that you had to let some of your friends go. No, I completely understand. It's just necessary. And
yeah.
it's tragic, but necessary. All right, so I'm going to play Over This. Tell us what Over This is about.
So Over This is a song that I wrote about feeling like you were sort of in a relationship or a friendship that you could never quite be good enough for this person. And I kind of wanted to write it and base it on the fact that, you know, you blamed yourself for it. And then you finally came to realize that it was never you. And there's nothing that you could really do to be good enough. So the only thing that's left to do is just be yourself and move on. And just say you're over it, I guess, and get on with your life.
I like the whole idea. Get over it and get on with your life. I like it. All right. Well, we're going to have a word from our sponsor, and then we'll play the song.
Okay.
Hi, this is Nikki Chris, and I host a podcast called Mixin' It. Mixin' It focuses on women in the music, entertainment, and the performing arts. Our goal is to provide an avenue for industry veterans and up-and-coming artists, musicians, engineers, and producers to showcase their talent. Listen to Mixin' It on Monday Music Madness at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Sim Radio Network.
I love that. I might have to play that song on Facebook and dedicate it to somebody. Sam, over there. Damn it. No, I'm totally serious. I mean, the words speak volumes. There's so many people that I could play that song for.
Mm-hmm.
And two, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
So how important is it to you to be seen as a true artist? And what I mean by that, obviously, you're a beautiful girl, and sometimes, you know, people can look past your artistry and just see this beautiful, talented woman. So how important is it for you to be seen as a true artist, like as a true musician?
I think it's really important for me, and I guess everybody's definition of that is different.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very important to me, and I really just strive to be taken seriously, and I feel like a lot of the time it's hard to be taken seriously, especially at my age and being a woman. It's you know, we got like a double homicide going on. And so sometimes it can be difficult. You know, people who go to my school don't take me seriously. A lot of them tell me I'm a tryhard or I'm like a wannabe, like, you know, really, it's difficult because that's just how people look at me. And, you know, I just want to be taken seriously, and there are plenty of people that support me in my school. So it's not like I don't have anybody that, doesn't see me as a real artist, but, that's what I strive for. And I'm, you know, you just got to try to ignore people who, again, aren't supporting you.
I mean, don't people have better things to do than to say to somebody, oh, you're trying too hard, or you're just a wannabe, or you're this, or you're that? Why can't people just say, God, I'm so happy for you that you're following your dreams? I mean,
you would think
that hard to just be happy for somebody. I just
apparently.
What, and you know what's sad about that? Obviously, you're a very strong woman, but they might have said that to somebody else, and that person might decide to kill themselves because of the fact that people are being so mean and just negative. People need to really start thinking about the things that they say to people when they're jealous. Because when you say stuff like that, it's more about the person saying the stuff than it is about you. It's basically how insecure they feel about themselves. And that's the thing that people need to remember. If anybody's ever trying to bash you, it's really not about you. They're just jealous of the fact that you're doing something with their life that they wish they could, but they can't.
Yeah.
You know? So kudos for you for being strong and, you know, just ignoring the whole negative, jealous gamut of people that just don't want to see you rise. And your star is already rising. So screw them. All right. So what is on your agenda for the next 12 months? What do you have planned out for your music career?
All right. I have a couple things. I have no promises, no dates or anything that I'm really set in stone on. But I am supposed to be having a few more covers coming out. I plan to release a brand new EP, hopefully at the end of this year. And I'm trying. I'm not quite sure if it's going to work out, but this summer I'm learning to use my own equipment, and I'm going to try to release some music outside of my producer. More low profile, kind of stuff, but I'm very excited, to see if maybe I can release some of my own stuff, my own produced stuff. I got to learn how to work this equipment, but I'm very confident that I will be able to do it.
Oh, I am too. I'm like your cheerleader behind you. Every time you're doing it, just think of me with my pom pom thing. You can, you got this. No, I believe that you can. And kudos to you. Because I've always wanted to, you know, at one point I bought Logic Pro, and I was like, oh, I'm going to learn this stuff, and I'm going to do it too. I didn't have no time to do it. I still have it on my computer. I got Ableton first, and then I got Logic Pro. Ableton is a little bit easier, and I was just like, I'm going to do this thing. thing. And then, the first time I wrote a song, I wrote it on GarageBand. And back then,
GarageBand is so hard, too.
But the thing is, okay, so let me explain. So GarageBand wasn't as technical as it is now. So basically, it's my song called Mission, and so I created it from my iPad, and that iPad was the first generation iPad. You see how old I am? Ancient. First generation iPad, and I was like, and I can't play an instrument, but I put these beats together. I put a drum and a piano beat, and I'm like, okay. And it was like a little keyboard on the screen of the iPad, and I'm just hitting things. And I'm like, oh, my God, this actually sounds good. Oh, my God, this is the first song I've ever produced myself. And I was so proud of myself. And then recently I went into GarageBand, and it changed. I'm like, how
did it? Did.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like, okay. No. Okay. I'm just going to have to take time and try to do it. Now, when did you start writing music?
I think I started, I want to say, fourth or fifth grade. I've always really loved poetry, and so that's where I kind of sprouted from, was I wrote so much poetry. I still love and do write tons of poetry. But I started trying to put some of my poems to music. I think the first actual song I ever wrote was in sixth grade, when I had barely known how to play the piano. So the keys are so stiff, and there was like 20-second breaks between each chord. It was not a great song, but, I got better. We figured it out. We grew.
Hey, you can make up. No, you know what? You and I are very much alike, because I started out by writing a poetry. My poetry was extremely spiritual. And then my parents were like, why don't you turn some of those? Well, I wrote spiritual. I released this spiritual poetry book, but I had all these other poems that I had written for the longest time. And my parents were like, why don't you take them and do a demo? And I did. My father also sings, so I used his producer. But I wasn't really ready to put it out there in the world. And just stayed there because I was going through a lot in my life. And then one day I woke up and I was like, okay, I'm going to put it out in the internet world. And that's how my music career started. Do you think you'll put some of the poems that you wrote into a book?
I've actually been doing a lot of thinking about that recently, because I decided to take like a creative writing class this year because I just enjoy writing so much. So I was like, let me just take this class. And basically we just write a bunch of poetry in that class.
Right.
So it's a great class for me. I get to thrive in there, and it's really awesome. And everybody keeps asking me, are you going to write a book? Are you going to like write, like do a poetry book? And I'm like, maybe I should. Like,
You definitely should. So one of the things that I've learned doing music is that if we have other stuff that we want to do, I mean, it's all correlated. It's all one big happy family.
Yeah.
But if there's something else, that another product that can correlate with your music that you put out there, that's actually a very good idea. Like one of the things I'm planning on doing is I plan on releasing a book, but mine's more because I'm so into these quotes now, these inspirational quotes. Mine is going to be a book of quotes that I come up with. I'm into some other stuff in there as well. But I think it would be great if you could do something like that. And like me, I want to do a hardback book because I want it to be like a coffee table type of thing. But
that would be awesome.
Yeah. I mean, and you can self-publish. I mean, there's like Book Baby. You can do it through Amazon.com. I'm sure some publisher would want to put it out. So I think that's something you should consider. Get the best poems that you have and turn it into a book. And I'm sure that people will want to buy it. You can say, well, this poem is about this song. I mean, you could correlate it like with your new EP. And you could say, over this is about this poem. And I felt about it. And before each poem, you actually could write a little story about why you wrote the poem, just giving you some ideas. I've been on this giving ideas kick for the past week. I know it's because I was telling this other lady something she should do. She's like, oh my God, I never thought about that. But yeah, I definitely should pursue it. Also, because that's how you start it, is by writing the poetry. Yeah. And because you have a love for poetry, and then from that point on, while you're doing music, and I'm just taking you into the future, you could do like short stories. I don't know if you like to write short stories about your experiences or things that come up in your head. I don't know. Just some ideas, Ada. just something to think about, you know, because one of the young ladies that I interviewed, one of the things she did, she created a lipstick. This is Kingsley. She created a lipstick line, but each lipstick represents the name of her single. And I thought that was brilliant.
That's cool.
Yeah. And then
that's really cool.
Yeah. You can't drink. So, but the thing I told her to do, you should create a wine line that you could pair with the song and the lipstick. And she's like, oh my God, that's such a good idea. So I have a bunch of people that may come out with wine now, just because I'm just like, you got to do it. Yeah, but totally think about the book idea, because you can do it while you're working on the new EP, while you're pushing the current EP, because I see that you have a lot of talent, and that it would be a shame that people couldn't really see your poetry. Think about it. All right. So I'm going to play Young Love. Tell us what that's about.
All right. So Young Love, I wanted to be obviously a summer song. You know, the lyric is literally the summer we were in Young Love. So I wanted it to be a song that could take you back to a summer fling sort of idea that, you know, didn't quite ever work out, but you kind of wonder what would happen if it did, and wonder what would happen if you guys were still together now. So that's what Young Love's about. Hope you guys like it.
I'm sure everybody's going to like it. All right. This is Young Love.
Chasing butterflies in mid-July.
in my head. So when you have a song, and when you can get a song, get stuck in somebody's head, I mean, you're doing it. You are it. Now I'm just going to be saying Ada. Ada. That's all I'm going to be thinking. Oh, my gosh. It's just crazy. I mean, what I love about you is that you can really feel the emotions when you sing. It's like it's extremely authentic. Like I could relate, even though I'm older than dirt, I can relate to what you're going through in that song. And that's what I look for in artists. I mean, I don't even listen to the melody that much anymore. I really listen to the lyrics because I want to know how deep that artist went with her writing.
Yeah.
Is she being honest? Is it, you know, is it the purpose for charting? You know, and it's okay to want to chart and win awards and all that stuff. And that's fine. But I just love an authentic, honest, to goodness musician, artist, because you, like we said on Instagram Live, you want to be able to relate to that person. You want to be able to say, oh my God, this person loves me so much. And my God, I really have to find her. Message her on Instagram, Facebook, wherever, and just say, thank you for your music because you knew what I was going through. It's almost like you sang to me. And then when you can hear that from another person, it's like the best thing you could ever hear.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, what is the weirdest or craziest thing that has happened or interesting thing that's happened when you've performed live, if anything at all?
The most interesting thing that's happened to me live. I don't know. Has anything really interesting happened to me live? I don't know. The more weird, like crazy stuff normally happens online because people can hide who they are, but
right,
I don't know if anything too crazy has happened to me live, actually.
All right, that's okay. You know, somebody asked me the same question, like something weird, and I'm like, I can't even say. I said my gigs have been, you know, normal. I mean, there might have been situations.
Yeah.
The mic might have not worked correctly, or they started playing my tracks and it wasn't the correct track. But other than that, it's been pretty clear and easy peasy.
It that way.
Yeah, no. You know, if there's something weird that happens, though, it's a great story to tell. Nothing too weird. What are your ambitions as a songwriter and musician?
My ambition. So I love writing, obviously, and that's why I was thinking this summer it would be really cool for me to be able to, one of my biggest goals right now is to try to do my own sort of at-home album, lost recordings kind of thing, because I just think that when I go into the studio, I have to change the song to format, you know, with my producer to format a certain type of writing structure and all that kind of stuff. And a lot of the time I'm very happy with what I bring in. And, you know, my producer, Carter, we make it so good and I love him so much and we do make great music together. But sometimes I think it would just be cool to sort of do an album that's untouched by anybody except me. And just be super raw, super authentic.
I love it. I can't wait for that album. I love that kind of stuff. Oh, my God. Are you giving me I can't wait. We have a lot in common in that sense because I always tell people, you know, I don't like something that's overproduced. I love stuff that's extremely raw. I love stuff where you can hear cracks in the background or some kind of weird stuff that makes it extremely authentic. It's like you're actually in moment when that person recorded that song, so you're actually feeling everything that artist is going through at that time. When I recorded my song I Am, it wasn't like that, but the main thing is that, you know, my producer, I said, I want these instruments in it, this kind of melody, blah blah blah, and he put everything together and he said, okay, let's test it out. And then I sang it and I only did it in one take, which is rare for me, because I usually do it over and over again. I'm not picky at all, though. I'm not picky at all. There's some certain things I'll say, let me try it again. But this one song, it was pure and utter raw emotion. So what people hear from the album is literally me just, you know, expressing myself about, you know, the racism in the world and all kinds of things. And those are the songs that really touch people. So I love the fact that you wanted to, you are going to create an album that's so raw that people are just going to be like, wow, we need more of this. So
I'm so excited.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for you. I can't wait. what would you say, who are the three people who have been the most influential to you?
Okay, let me think about this. There's a lot of different answers for this one. I would say top influential artists. I'm going to do writing and music, like musicianship separate. So I'll do a few for writing, a few for musicianship. For writing, I think Taylor Swift, obviously, great writer. Phoebe Bridgers, I love her. She's so awesome. And probably, I would also say Gracie Abrams for writing as well. I'm going to put her in musicianship too because I love her music as well. So I'll go with her as well for musicianship. Oh my gosh, you know what? That would probably be like top three for both. So there you go.
I like it. You know, you just told us what you like. That's awesome. Now tell everybody where they can find you on the internet.
All right. So you guys can find me on Instagram at Ada.Leanne. You guys can find me on Facebook at Ada Leanne's Music. And if you guys want to find me on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, and any other streaming platforms that you can listen to my original songs and covers on, you guys can find me at just Ada Leanne.
Love it. And you know, you can just Google Ada Leanne because she's all over the place and you don't want to miss what she's creating. She's already created because she's an authentic, empowered woman that is doing her thing. And anybody that's jealous of her can just go away. Thank you, Ada, for being on Chatting with Nat on Blog Talk Radio. And thank you for the Instagram Live. Again, don't forget, I want to do an Instagram Live with you and Kyle. Yes, I was serious about that. So one day, let's set that up. We'll just have a good old fun time, just, you know, getting to know your friendship.
All right, I'll have to let him know.
Yeah, no, definitely let him know. Thank you so much. I hope you have an awesome week and an awesome weekend because we're almost there.
Yes, you too. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. All right, everybody. That was Ada Leanne. She's a fabulous person. You have to listen to her music. She's authentic. She's it. So follow her. Go to www.adaleanne.com. This is Chatting with Nat. Until next time.
Chatting with Nat is a podcast for independent women seeking to speak their truth and to break down barriers. We host honest conversations that help to guide and empower women. Speak your truth and set yourself free. Let your voice be heard.